Hello, there we are. If you have never heard mbira, this is the mbira that you just heard. And you play it with your two thumbs and one finger, just as a logistical, just to not assume everyone's seen it. Outside of the gourd, that is a fiberglass gourd, because in the years, many years of drought, Zimbabweans started figuring out other ways. Instead of having to grow gourds when there's a drought, it's hard to grow such large, like trying to grow pumpkins during drought. So if it's not in, so the gourd called deze becomes an amplifier. That's the logistical musical answer. I'm also a music teacher, so I really respect time. So excuse me while I set my timer, because I also grew up in the church, and I could have been a preacher, but instead I'm a teacher. But they're very similar, except my audience is a little younger. I teach 5, 6, 7-year-olds music. So again, I'm really pleased to be here. And I was asking patients, what do you think the most important thing that today's service that we could leave with you? What's the most important thing about Zimbabwe that we would want you to know? And that is, we in the West are very concerned with the physical, the material, and we take it very personally when we don't succeed in that way. Whereas that's not the highest priority in other places in the world. And I'm not glorifying poverty in any way, let me be clear, because that's very distracting. How can you do what Maladoma says about becoming your best self if you're thinking about eating? So that's not what we're talking about, but we're talking about what is unseen. So let me back up and I'll talk about Mweya in just a minute. So I'm not any different than many of you in the sense that if you grew up in the U.S., I grew up here in the Bay Area, and my spiritual awakening happened at a young age because I grew up in the church, evangelical slash Pentecostal slash, you know, it's kind of like Catholicism, same guilt, half the price, you know, kind of vibe. But what I learned was that there was something inside of me that was full of joy and life. And I call that something slightly different now, but I sang my first solo in the church at 5 years old. And the only thing that didn't make sense to me was, well, how come my next door neighbors who were of Indian descent, and they actually had live music and would have Hindu ceremonies at their house, and I would sit on the wood pile next door and just listen to that sitar. And I was like, what's happening over there? And why are my arm hairs raising up? And so, and then, yes, I look white, but my father's actually from Armenia, and our village is in Turkey, so we're Eastern Armenians. And so he raised me with a lot of music and rhythms. Then my mom became a Christian with the she was a white lady from the I Found It, the hippie movement. Remember the Jesus movement with the yellow bumper stickers, I Found It? And maybe here in Berkeley we had the I Lost It. So they used to take me to Haight Street all the time where there was the Jews for Jesus. So, I mean, it happened early on. But I also at the same time had this feeling that I wasn't quite the same as anyone else. And that longing ended up leading me into musical paths. And what happened was I was playing keyboards in a little Afro pop band, and the great Babatunde Olatunji loved our vocals, heard us, And we ended up recording and touring with Drums of Passion, this little group. And he interviewed me one day. Why are you playing African music? What's your story? And then we said, oh, you're Armenian. Oh, you're just our neighbors then, just the North Africa, just up the way. But regardless of all that, one day I heard Mbira music. And I was at San Jose State University. And I was in Santa Cruz hearing Mbira music. And I was a new student at State College, and I found out there was an international program to Zimbabwe. And so I ended up receiving a scholarship 2 years later because I was working my way through college, and I made it to Zimbabwe. And when I got to Zimbabwe, what I discovered was the air was wet with spirit. And what that meant was every single person, whether they believed it, whether they acted out this belief or not, everyone in the country believed that your ancestors are not gone away, but that they're right here and they play a role. Like right now, this morning, your great-grandparents and my great-grandparents were intermingling and checking each other out and meeting. Now, of course, you can have a scientific explanation for anything, but let's just suspend belief for a second that, in fact, we aren't alone. And my father died tragically when I was a teenager. He was 42. So as soon as I got to Zimbabwe, I started having dreams of my father, and even would wake up feeling him hugging me. I was like, what in the world? And then we started playing music in ceremonies, because this instrument is called nare. Nare literally means telephone. So you phone your ancestors. And so it gave me a reason to believe that everything happens. You know, the funny thing about our culture is we say we should move to this direction and this direction and this direction, and that it always should go up. But that's not how life goes. And there is even no guarantee that the things we want will work out the way we envision them. But sometimes those darkest moments, or those moments of saying, why is this happening like this? It's because it leaves room for wonder and amazement, and our ancestors can play a role. So my father became closer to me. I would dare say I have three brothers. I think he's closer to me now than he was even alive, because he can see what's happening. So this was a place that spirit was welcomed. And it made me write a song called Spirit Calling, Welcome Home, Come On In, because there's so much of that. When you meet someone, they see you, but they see what comes behind you. So the word mueya means air, talent, spirit, breath, all one. And so in that way, the traditional Zimbabwean culture, Shona culture, was such an inspiration. Actually, not even just inspiration, like, oh, that's nice, but like transformative. And it just put a big thumbprint on me as a 23-year-old college student. It wasn't just any international trip. Then it became something else. And so I just leave you with the idea that we are not alone and that we need each other. That's the other thing. I live alone now. I live in Richmond Annex. And I was just in Zimbabwe this last summer recording an album. And when people would ask me, how are you? How's your kids? How's your mother? Who's your family? So, well, for some reason I don't have any kids and I live alone. They go, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. What happened? You know? I'm still considered a child there. They will not, my main teacher, Mr. Chigamba Sekuru, he won't recognize me as an adult because I've not given birth, you know. But the idea of living alone is tragic because we're in community and we need one another, which is why it's so beautiful to see you all here this Sunday morning. There's so much pulling at us in any way. But when we come together, we bring ourselves as much as we can, and then we come back slightly changed. Like those rocks in the water, when they become pulled out, it'll be different. It's like we put our whole selves in. And That's pretty much what I wanted to share with you, that there's a way that this place that is so far on the other side of the planet has a way of welcoming and bringing in because of the way that they, the way that they've taught me. And so I feel indebted, just grateful to the great people of Zimbabwe and the generosity of spirit. And just like the hare who tried to get away with things, if we're in community, we can call each other out a little more on that. And God knows we have a big hare in the, you know where. And we hope that the lion of impeachment might change things. But anyway, I don't want to get too political, but we know that it's actually teaching us to be more awake and to live in the discomfort. You know, the more we are guided into what's happening and what's been happening all along. Some people have been awake to what's been happening all along in this country, and now we have an opportunity to really have empathy with one another and recognize this has not been easy for all of us, right? And so we bring together our ancestors and our best thinking to change what we can. I actually feel a little bit shy to be sharing all the time when there's my aunt, my tete. I want her to just say a couple more words during my time. Can I yield the remainder of my time to Patience Munjere? Let her say a word to you as well, because it's such a rare treat to have a Zimbabwean woman, musician, artist, cultural ambassador to be here. And if you liked, one last plug, if you liked what you heard today, we're teaching a drum class at 2 o'clock in Oakland and a concert at 7 o'clock here in Berkeley. We'll give you that information later. Thank you, Patience. Like 2-3 minutes.
Thank you. I just want to share about a little bit on our culture. Like, we have so much respect for the elders, for the old people. We say they have seen it all. They have wisdom. They have so much to share to the young ones, and they can help us trace our genealogy, where we come from. They have the history. Like, now we are situated in a new place. Why did we leave the first place that used to stay? So the old people, they have the history. So we have so much respect for them. Then when it comes to prayers, there is a time when the Creator is not happy, is angry with the people, and at times we have drought, and we find out the reasons why. It's because maybe the young ones, they are doing some other things that makes the Creator angry. And then the role of the elders is to intercede, pray for the nation, and ask for forgiveness for the young ones, for they say they do not know anything. So we have a special role for the elders. We always want to be around them. We want so much to hear their stories. And even when they grow much older, we always want to be with them until to their last breath. Thank you so much.
Patience and Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure to have you. Yes.